It's 53 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell outlined the city's priorities for the upcoming fiscal year at the annual State of Metro address yesterday. WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports his key focus was affordability.
O'Connell's address boiled down to...
The world is hard right now.
But he had some proposals to fix it. That's despite a likely stagnant budget due later this week. His big proposal is a partial grocery tax cut.
Lowering the grocery tax by a half cent lightens the load on all of us, especially on working families, single parents, seniors, and anyone who's stretching every dollar.
The biggest portion of the grocery tax, that's 4%, which goes to the state, not the city, will remain intact after the legislature failed to approve any changes this session. O'Connell also proposed new grants for local businesses and affordable housing investments. Housing has been a focus of many community requests in recent months.
We need housing that is publicly owned and stays affordable forever instead of subsidizing the private market.
That was Kenita Patterson, one of many people who called for housing investment at a recent council meeting. The annual budget public hearing, where residents can respond to the mayor's proposal, is set for June 2nd. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Storm surveyors have now confirmed a tornado very briefly touched down overnight Monday into Tuesday. The National Weather Service says the EF1 tornado traveled a couple hundred yards along Strawberry Hill Road. That's near the border of Davidson and Robertson counties. Winds reaching 95 miles per hour snapped or uprooted hundreds of trees and damaged a handful of barns. Well, music row stalwart with an outlaw state of mind has died. David Allan Coe was the songwriter behind hits like the working class anthem, Take This Job and Shove It. He had a knack for writing raw and sometimes explicit lyrics. He drew on his checkered past, which included time behind bars. Coe's first album, Penitentiary Blues, was written while he served time in the mid-1960s for possession of burglary tools. The Ohio native said music got him through his sentence. And once he got out, he headed to Nashville to make music his focus. Early in his career, Coe was known as the Mysterious Rhinestone Cowboy after performing in a bedazzled suit and mask. He released R-rated albums that were sold in biker magazines. He sold songs to other artists, penning hits like Tanya Tucker's number one, Would You Lay With Me in a Field of Stone. And that mix of songwriting and performing landed him touring gigs with Willie Nelson, Kid Rock, and Neil Young, who also appeared in a handful of movies. In 2021, Coe's wife shared on social media that he'd been hospitalized with COVID-19, and he made few public appearances in the years since. Coe's cause of death has not been disclosed. He died yesterday evening at the age of 86. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.